laser glaucoma surgery, iridotomy, and angle treatment. Take-home points. Glaucoma laser treatments are outpatient and use eye drop anesthesia. Laser iridotomy for angle closure usually is permanent. Iris holes occasionally cause glare. Laser angle treatment for open-angle glaucoma is very low risk. ALT and SLT type angle treatment accomplish similar results. Repeat angle treatment can sometimes work. Preceding sections mentioned where laser treatment fits into decision-making in the treatment of open-angle glaucoma. See section, what treatments are the right ones? Drops, laser, scissors. And angle closure glaucoma. See sections, why isn't glaucoma either there or not there? What makes you an angle closure suspect? And acute angle closure crisis. We will now consider what it's like to go through the procedures, a laser iris hole or laser angle treatment. Informed consent. Probably every reader has signed an informed consent form for a procedure at some point. Did you read it? Did you have any questions answered? Were you sure that the benefits of the procedure outweighed the risks? For laser interventions and surgical procedures, it is in your best interest to be sure that you did these things before going ahead. Patients will often say to me that they don't want to have a procedure because they are afraid of the complications. That's a very understandable feeling. But we have two risks to consider: the risk of the procedure and the risk of what may happen to you now from the disease itself if you don't have the procedure. How big are these compared to each other? That's the thing that should make up your mind as to whether to sign and go ahead. It's the doctor's job to explain both risks to you and to outline the benefits of the procedure and the benefits of not having it. For the laser treatments to be considered in this section, the risks are very low, but we can never say that they are zero. Listen carefully and ask all the questions you and your family can think of. Write down what you want to ask at home and bring in your list of questions. Laser iridotomy, iris hole. The procedure is done as an outpatient, and it is best to have someone along to take you home, as your vision in one or both eyes might be poor for driving or walking for about a day, though it isn't usually badly blurred. We can treat one or both eyes at one sitting. There is no preparatory medicine needed on the day before or morning of, and you should take any usual eye drops that were prescribed for daily use. After the preliminary exam, an eye drop of pilocarpine, C-section, glaucoma eye drops, choices, is put into the eye to make the pupil small and the iris thinner. This takes 15 to 30 minutes. You will get a pressure sensation, often felt in the eyebrow, and your vision can change temporarily. The eye is numbed with an anesthetic eye drop or ointment, and a lens is put on the eye held by the doctor's fingers to keep your eyelids out of the way and to magnify the view. You will be sitting up at the instrument called the slit lamp with a chin rest and bright light shining from binoculars that the doctor looks through. You help by keeping the other eye open and staring straight ahead between blinks. It's okay to blink since the eye getting treated can't close with the examining lens in place. There will be a gooey jelly that is used to keep the lens on your eye, and the doctor will clean it off when the procedure is done. The most commonly used laser is the neodymium YAG type, which treats the eye so fast that you won't have a chance to move your eye during laser applications. When the laser fires, you get a sensation that something happened. It's typically not unpleasant, just a little startling if the doctor doesn't warn you first. We often need to make several deliveries of laser to produce a hole about 0.5 millimeter in size, about the size of a ballpoint pen tip. That's all it takes to let aqueous flow from behind to in front of the iris and fix the problem. It's pretty uncommon that you or someone else will see where the hole was made, though if you look closely, you'll later possibly see a black dot where it is. Because the laser is focused down to a point at the iris inside the eye, it doesn't have concentrated power anywhere in the eye, except there, so it doesn't damage the wall of the eye or anything behind the iris. You won't have a hole in the outer wall of the eye. Among glaucoma specialists, there is a controversy about where on the iris the best place for the hole is. It doesn't matter from the point of view of water moving through, since anywhere works. A small number of persons after iridotomy report that they see an additional line or light around streetlights, or they see more glare in general. Some people believe that this is because the hole in the iris is right behind where the upper eyelid and its tear film lies, producing an optical effect called light scattering. For this reason, some put the hole far up in the peripheral iris, while other doctors put it right out in the middle of the iris at 3 or 9 o'clock, if the iris were a clock. In one large study, very few people had this problem, whichever position for the hole was randomly chosen. Most persons find this disturbing optical effect goes away with time. For the first hour after treatment, vision is blurred, but it clears quickly. 1 hour after treatment, the pressure is checked, since occasionally it rises substantially and needs treatment for a while with drops to make it safe again. No eye patch is used. Often anti-inflammatory eye drops are given 4 times per day for a few days. The next visit is 1 to 6 weeks later. If the laser hole is not open at 6 weeks after the treatment, it is retreated, which is typically pretty quick and easy. Making a hole is harder in thicker brown irises, such as in African or Asian-derived persons. In them, we sometimes have to do up to 2 treatments with 2 separate types of lasers in sequence, the first being a continuous wave laser diode to thin down the iris, followed by the neodymium YAG to punch through. About 1 in 10 times in this kind of patient, it can take 2 sessions to make a full hole of the right size. Once a laser iris hole is made, it's pretty much open for good. The iris doesn't heal, as do other body tissues, probably because the aqueous fluid that surrounds it contains chemicals that prevent healing under normal circumstances. The exceptions to the no healing rule are eyes that have new blood vessels growing in them, or eyes with inflammatory processes, neovascular and inflammatory glaucoma, C-section secondary glaucoma. Because the normal situation of the no healing is changed by these processes, laser iris holes in those eyes can close up and are watched more closely. There is some limited evidence that making a hole in the iris speeds the development of cataract, perhaps because the movement of aqueous is rerouted through the hole and doesn't uniformly bathe the lens as it normally does. A large study in which the Glaucoma Center of Excellence participated failed to find any speeding up of cataract in hundreds of treated eyes. Of course, if the eye develops an acute angle closure crisis because the hole wasn't made, a cataract is pretty much guaranteed to develop soon. Laser angle treatment, trabeculoplasty, LTP, ALT, or SLT. As with iridotomy, laser angle treatment is done as an outpatient. One or both eyes can be treated in one setting, and no preoperative drugs are needed. You eat and drink normally on the day of the treatment. The eye is numbed with drops, and an examining lens is put on the eye so you can't close the eye during blinking. The lens has a mirror to let the doctor see the meshwork all around its 360-degree circle, as the lens is gradually turned during treatment. 2 types of lasers used are the continuous wave laser, argon or diode type for ALT, or the neodymium YAG laser turned specifically for this treatment, selective laser trabeculoplasty, SLT. ALT has been used since 1978, while the SLT was developed in the early 2000s. The size of the area illuminated by ALT and SLT are different. But from the patient's point of view, there is no real difference, since it is unusual for you to feel anything as 80 to 100 spots are delivered to the meshwork. When the entire 360 degrees are treated, the treatment takes less than 10 minutes per eye. The laser pressure is measured 45 to 60 minutes after treatment. No patch is used, and glaucoma drops are continued until 6 weeks or more after treatment, which is how long it takes to see the effect or not. Eye drops containing anti-inflammatory medicine may be used for a few days, at about 4 times per day, to decrease redness and comfort, though some doctors do not use these drops. In thousands of laser angle treatments done at our institute, we have not seen a person whose vision or health was made worse by the treatment itself. That's a big vote in favor of the small risk of doing laser angle treatment. As described above, when given as an initial treatment, nearly 75% avoid taking drops for a period of 3 years or more. For people already taking eye drops, about 2/3 of those treated have a big enough further lowering of pressure to call it helpful. But most of those on multiple medications before LTP are still taking some eye drops daily afterward. So, LTP in those eyes is sometimes said to be like adding another drop. The way the ALT or SLT works is thought to be by micro-injury to the trabecular meshwork. Injured tissue puts out chemicals for healing that apparently signal the cells there to behave more normally, dividing into new cells and making better surrounding material that lets water out faster. Fluid overlying experimentally treated trabecular meshwork from human eye bank eyes causes untreated meshwork cells to improve their function. Clearly, we don't want to cause major injury or to injure all of the meshwork badly, or the pressure would go up instead of down. In fact, in Dr. Quigley's laboratory, he has developed animal models of high eye pressure by extensive lasering of the meshwork. The ALT-type treatment affects only 10% of the meshwork directly by its injury, while the SLT pretty much exposes the entire meshwork to energy, but at a lower level. From all present data, the two treatments wind up with the same level of pressure lowering. This means that the level of injury caused by SLT is less per pound of meshwork, but it accomplishes the same thing. Some doctors treat only half of each eye at one sitting of ALT or SLT. The idea is that you can see some lowering from such a treatment, and later one could come back and do the other half and get the same effect again. This sounds fine, but the available evidence suggests that treating half the eye gets less effect than treating the whole 360 degrees. If half a treatment got a really big effect, it would be a stronger argument for it. Dividing the treatment into halves isn't wrong, however. Repeating LTP treatment is sometimes effective if it did some good the first time for a period. When SLT was developed, it was said to be more repeatable than ALT, but prior studies show that ALT is also sometimes effective in a second treatment. But there has been no study that shows that SLT is more repeatable than ALT. For both ALT and SLT, a small number of patients who had repeated treatments had pressure go higher, even requiring prompt surgical operations.